This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Federal Parliament's budget session commences. Speaker Devraj Khemere believes the session will be effective in promulgation of law and addressing public aspirations. 10th Memorial Day of Gorkha earthquake commemorated, organizing various programs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal has accomplished exceptional work in post-earthquake reconstruction. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung wants to shut Meta if it fails to register within a week. And India-Pakistan trade gunfire as tensions rise over deadly Kashmir attack. Now the news in detail. Speaker Devraj Khemere has underscored the need to enact the urgent laws as soon as possible to address the voices of discontent. Addressing the Parliament on the commencement of the sixth session of the House of Representatives today, the House Speaker stressed the need for a common commitment of all to finalize the laws to be framed by the Parliament as soon as possible, stating that the Parliament is a place to represent the voice of the people. Speaker expressed the belief that the budget session would be successful in formulating laws along with the government's policies and programs. According to him, strengthening democracy, good governance, accountability and building the people responsive governance would be tenable only by enhancing the effectiveness of the Parliament. The 10th Memorial Day of the Gorkha earthquake is being observed across the country with various programs. On the 25th of April in 2015, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake hit the country with its epicenter at Barpak in Gorkha district. The disaster killed a total of 9,079 people and injured 22,309 others. It damaged over 800,000 private houses and 1,500 cultural heritages. Various programs were organized to commemorate the quake memorial day to make people aware about earthquake safety and for robust infrastructure development. Meanwhile, in the 10th Memorial Day of the devastating Gorkha earthquake, organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority at Dharara premises today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pointed out the need for national unity for the welfare of the nation, like the post-Gorkha earthquake reconstruction task. The Prime Minister said Nepal has accomplished exceptional work in post-earthquake reconstruction. Prime Minister Oli expressed gratitude to the support provided by friends in reconstruction, relief and rescue as memorable and unforgettable. Similarly, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said the government has forwarded necessary activities and preparation in order to face possible disaster. A total of 233 billion rupees was invested for the post-earthquake reconstruction. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said Meta's access to Nepal will be disrupted if the company is not officially registered here. During his participation in a department-level interaction on the right to information organized by the National Information Commission today, The Communication Minister said the Meta, the mother company of various social platforms such as Facebook Messenger and Instagram, did not hear the government's letter for official getting registered in Nepal. According to the minister, it is not ethical to have unwillingness to follow the laws of the respective country when the company is doing its business. Some social platforms, TikTok and Viber, have been officially registered in Nepal. The newly appointed Minister for Education, Raghuji Panta, has called the Confederation of Nepalese Teachers, CNT, for talks. Education Minister Panta has urged the teachers to hold talks as soon as possible to find a solution collectively through continuous dialogue and discussion as in the past, stating that the draft of the school education bill has been prepared after proper discussion and consultation with the teachers' representatives, the education minister appealed for finding a solution for conflicting points through dialogue. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deva has said there was no truth in rumor of change in the incumbent government. Talking to media persons upon her arrival at Trivandrum International Airport today after chairing of 81st session of United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific for the United Nations at Bangkok of Thailand, Foreign Minister said the rumor was spread by a group of people wanting the same. Responding to a query of media persons regarding Bangkok visit of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, the Foreign Minister made it clear that President Deoba had left for Bangkok for his regular health examen, not for political meeting. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the courage, restraint and strong determination shown by the people to rise to the disaster of the Gorkha earthquake a decade ago on this day is incomparable. Taking to his social media handle today, commemorating the Gorkha earthquake, Chairperson Dahal, also the former Prime Minister, said although some reconstruction works have been completed, people are still facing various challenges in education, health, drinking water, roads, infrastructure and employment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लेने
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगे
कॉल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरी सजिले
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु करना एस्टिक 14-15 एस्टिक 7 हैश डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलीकॉम को ऐप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government of India has provided Nepal with vaccines to be used in the treatment for sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. The first batch of vaccines was handed over to Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poudal by India's ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastava, amidst a program today. The first shipment of vaccines includes 17,030 vial vaccines of 5 different types. These vaccines are expected to control the infections of sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Indian and Pakistani forces have exchanged fire along the line of control LOC separating the two countries as the UN calls for maximum restraint amid warnings of a wider military escalation following the latest deadly attack in Kashmir's Pahalgam town. Al Jazeera cited Indian Army sources on Friday as saying the Pakistani side initiated the shooting. A government official in Pakistan-administered Kashmir also confirmed to the AFP news agency on Friday that troops exchanged fire but did not say who started the exchange. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since their independence in 1947, with both claiming the territory in full. A senior Russian general has been killed in a car bomb attack in Moscow, Russian authorities confirm. According to the BBC, Russia's investigative committee, the main federal investigative authority in the country, confirmed a Russian military commander or pro-Kremlin figure, General Yaroslav Moskalik, as the latest target of Ukrainians. The attack comes as Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting President Putin in Moscow for Ukraine peace talks. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Federal Parliament's budget session commences. Speaker Devraj Khemere believes the session will be effective in promulgation of law and addressing public aspirations. 10th Memorial Day of Gorkha earthquake commemorated, organizing various programs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal has accomplished exceptional work in post-earthquake reconstruction. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung wants to shut Meta if it fails to register within a week. And India-Pakistan trade gunfire as tensions rise over deadly Kashmir attack. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.